Today's shiur is Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel. We will begin on Daf Beis, Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. In our previous shiur, the Gemara had began a discussion where the Umas HaOlam are in a dialogue, Kavyachu, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, had you forced us to receive the Torah, we would have also accepted it. As we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced Klal Yisrael to accept the Torah. As we've been learning, Kaf Aleim HaKigigas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced them to accept the Torah. And why did you not do that for us? We would have therefore also had the Torah. Miyad Amalam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, immediately HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, HaRishonis Yishmiyu, the Zayin Mitzvah Bnei Noach, which you did receive, let's see how you acted with them. Seven mitzvahs shekibaltem heichen kiyamtem. Do we find that you did those mitzvahs? Says the Gemara, u'manolan d'lo keimam. And from where do we indeed know that they did not keep those mitzvahs? Says the Gemara, the Tanna Rabbi Yosef, the pasuk says in Chabakuk, omad vayimoded oretz ro v'yate goyim. My ro, what does the pasuk mean when it says was HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw? Says the Gemara, what it means to say is the Ra HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw Ra Shev Mitzvah Shekibbol Aleihem Bnei Noach. He saw the Zayin Mitzvahs that the Bnei Noach took upon themselves, so like Kimam, and they didn't keep them. Became like Kimam, and once they didn't keep them, Amad V'tir Lehem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu absolved them of the obligation of keeping the Torah, of keeping those Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So immediately asked the Gemara, does that make any sense? Is Gura Mazgiram, why do they profit from not doing the right thing? And the Mashab points out that instead of the Gemara asking, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu absolve them from the obligation, why doesn't the Gemara say that they should, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have told them something about this? So the Mashal says that actually is what happened. What happened was that he told them to do better, and they chose to ignore him. Says the Gemara, Imkain, says the Gemara, Mitzinu, Chayt Nisker. It turns out that you profit by doing the wrong thing, because they didn't listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they didn't do the Zayin Mitzvah Bnei Noach, so Amad Ve'Tiram, so it doesn't mean that they are no longer obligated. Says the Gemara, Amar Ma'abarei de Ravina. What it means is, Loimer, Shabbish Mekayim Naisam, that even if now there will be a Nochri that will keep the Zayin Mitzvahs, Emekam Schar, they won't get Schar for fulfilling those mitzvahs, because they've been absolved of those mitzvahs. Says the Gemara, Veloi, is that true? They don't get reward for keeping those mitzvahs. For Tanya, Hai Ramei Omer, Ramei would teach us, even if you have a Nochri who's learning Torah, Shukri Kohen Gadol, that is equivalent to the Kohen Gadol, Tamalim, because the Pasuk says, Asher Asa Oysam Adam V'chai Behem, and points out the Gemara, Kohanim V'levim V'Yisrael Noyin Nemar. The Pasuk doesn't speak about Kohanim V'levim Yisraelim. The Pasuk speaks about Ha'odam, Ha'lamanata. From here we see that even if you'll have a Nochri who's Isaac B'Torah, who learns Torah, he's the equivalent of Kohen Gadol. So how can we suggest, ask the Gemara, that if somebody doesn't learn, that if Nochri is absolved, says the Gemara, Elo Loimelcha, that they won't get they don't get the same schar as mitzvah v'oisa. They only get schar as somebody who's not obligated to do a mitzvah. And teaches us the Mara, the Amar of Chanina. Rav Chanina taught us, God la mitzvah v'oisa, it's a much higher madrega to do a mitzvah when you are obligated to do the mitzvah, yoisa v'mish eni mitzvah v'oisa, versus somebody who does a mitzvah when he's not obligated to do the mitzvah. So here the Gemara is calling the Nochrim in the category of Ha'adam. And the Rishonim ask that The Gemara Masechta Yevamos teaches us that Nachrim are not considered Adam. As the Gemara says, Adam kiyamas ba'oil, when it speaks about Tumas oil, and the Gemara says that Ein Avdikham Kriyam Adam, and therefore they don't give off to Tumas oil, because the Pasuk says, V'atem tzayni tzaymarisim Adam atem, and the Gemara says, Atem Kriyam Adam, V'ena Avdikham Kriyam Adam. And here we're saying that they are called Adam. So some Rishonim suggest that Rameyer, who's teaching us this halacha, argues on that Gemara. Others say there's a difference between Adam and Ha'adam. Adam is a title that's reserved for Jews, but Ha'adam applies to both Nachrim and Yisraelim as the same. The Rishonim ask another question. We know that a Nachri is not allowed to learn Torah. And here we're saying that a Nachri that learns Torah is the equivalent to a Kohen Gadol. So the Rishonim will explain that when the Gemara speaks about the Zion, that the Nachrim get reward for learning Torah, we're talking about the Zion mitzvahs that they're obligated to do. The mitzvahs are saying that they're obligated to do, and therefore the halacha is that that which is relevant to them, not only should they learn, but they are obligated to learn. The Gemara also says that he's equivalent to a Kohen Gadol. So how can we say he's equivalent to a Kohen Gadol when the Gemara at the very same time says that he's now in the category of Eina Mitzvah V'Oisa, and we're learning that once he's in the category of Eina Mitzvah V'Oisa, he's never going to be on a high level. So how do we understand the Gemara? And the Tosfos Rid indeed says that the Gemara should not be taken literally. And of course, a Nachri can never be compared to a Kohen Gadol. And certainly, since they're not Mitzvah V'Oisa, it means to teach us that when he does it, it's considered something significant. Here our Gemara says that somebody who's Eina Mitzvah V'Oisa is not equivalent to somebody who's Mitzvah V'Oisa. But the question is that, so it means that presumably that somebody who's Eina Mitzvah V'Oisa is doing a good thing, he's just not on the same level. Yet, Tosfos Rid asks that the Gemara, the Mishnah, in Masechta Brachos teaches us, Chasan Potem Krishma, that a Chasan, that the night of his wedding doesn't have to say Krishma. And the Gemara goes on to say, if he wants to be machmer and say Krishma, ain't rishayi. But why should it be worse than somebody that's ain't a mitzvah v'oisa? And there are other questions that he asks. The Gemara says that Michal, the daughter of Shaul, put on tefillin. And again, even though women aren't obligated to wear tefillin, it seems that they still get schar for doing the mitzvah. So he answers that we have to look at every situation by itself. Yes, as our Gemara indicates, that somebody who's Eina Mitzvah V'Oisa should get schar for a mitzvah, albeit not on the same level as a Mitzvah V'Oisa, but what needs to be taken into consideration is all the other factors. So if you have a chassan who's pot from Krishma, and most chassanim therefore can't say Krishma, don't say Krishma, by somebody doing that, it shows a level of arrogance. So then avoid doing something when you're not obligated to do it if it's going to look not right. If, however, there is no such circumstance, so even if you're not a mitzvah v'oisa, do what you can. So the Gemara, of course, just taught us, God will have mitzvah v'oisa, me'esha ene mitzvah v'oisa. And there are many explanations amongst the Rishonim why. One explanation is somebody who's a mitzvah v'oisa, somebody who's obligated to do a mitzvah, he's constantly concerned, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? And the person who's not mitzvah v'oisa doesn't have that constant worry over him. And therefore, the mitzvah v'oisa is considered more important than the ene mitzvah v'oisa. The other, that's Tosfos pshat. The Ritva's pshat is because a person who is Metzuvah Oisa, the Yetzirah is constantly trying to convince him to not do the mitzvah. Whereas somebody is Enem of Metzuvah Oisa, he doesn't have the challenge of the Yetzirah trying to prevent him from doing the mitzvah. And because he doesn't have that challenge, that's why God on Metzuvah Oisa, Yoisa, Mimi Shena Metzuvah Oisa. The Pasuk says that when they came to the Kedah, the Pasuk says, V'yivin Sham Avram es ha-mizbeach, V'yarech es ha-etzim. Avram Avinu prepared the mizbeach, and he put on it the wood. And I saw the Mefarshim ask, why did only Avram Avinu do this? Why didn't Yitzchak participate? The answer is, says the Sefer Levi Omar, here we're learning the Gola Mitzvah Oysa, Yoysa Misha and a Mitzvah Oysa. Avram Avinu was told explicitly by Kadosh Baruch Hu to do the Akedah. Since Avram Avinu was told to do the Akedah, he was a Mitzvah Oysa. Yitzchak did not receive such a directive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since Yitzchak did not receive such a directive, he was an Enem Mitzvah Oysa, and that's why he's not obligated to, that's why he stood away and let Avram do it all by himself. The Ramah Mipanu, in understanding this Gemara, says that one should not misunderstand the Gemara to believe that what the Gemara is now teaching us is that a Nochri doesn't have, that the Nochri is part of the Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach. He says that's not what the Gemara means to teach us. He says what the Gemara means to teach us is that even when the Nochri, who does the mitzvahs, that he's supposed to do the Zayin Mitzvahs, that doesn't mean that they're released. That means that even when they do what they're supposed to do, they're not going to get the same credit like somebody who is Mitzvah Voisa, but not that they're in any way released. The Tziv asks if they're still obligated to do the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, why is it that they're not considered Mitzvah Voisa? So says the Tziv, he says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu linked the continued existence of the world to our doing mitzvahs. So when a person, Rachman Tzlan, does an Aveira, he's bringing destruction to the world. And we're going to have this concept a number of times in our Shurim. And on the other hand, when somebody does a mitzvah, he's bringing existence to the world. He's bringing Kiyum to the world. And therefore, when somebody does a mitzvah, he doesn't only get schar, he doesn't only get reward for doing the mitzvahs, but he also gets reward for maintaining the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the Nochrim don't follow the Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach, he said that he made a new arrangement, that the existence of the world, or Chas V'Sham, the destruction of the world, is only dependent on Klai Yisrael's fulfilling or not fulfilling the mitzvahs. And that the Nochrim, fulfilling or not fulfilling the mitzvahs, don't have any connection to the existence of the world. And that's Pshat Ro Vayita Goyim. This special connection that we have to the continued existence of the world is only by Klai Yisrael, not by the Nochrim. We said earlier that Taisva says that Ha'odom refers to Nochrim and Yisraelim. Adam is only Yisraelim. What does that mean? So I saw a nice pshat from the Nesiv Shalom. The Nesiv Shalom suggests that one of the big differences between Nochrim and Yisraelim and their fulfillment of mitzvahs is that when somebody from Klal Yisrael does a mitzvah, he doesn't look for credit. He doesn't look for publicity. He's an Adam. He's a regular person. Whereas when a Nochri does a mitzvah, right away, Ha'adam, he wants to be given much credit and much recognition. And that is the difference between the way we perform, that it was the difference between the way we perform the mitzvah versus the way the Nochrim perform the mitzvah. The Medrash says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu declared, Baruch Shlo Yasani Goy. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu make that declaration? Because, as we just learned, that Klal Yisrael is a mitzvah v'oisa, the Nachri is ain't a mitzvah v'oisa. So at that point, when Klal Yisrael received the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Klal Yisrael, you are now on the category of Baruch of Mitzvah V'Oisa. The Nachrim aren't on that level. And because you are not on that level, that's why you, Klal Yisrael, who received a special opportunity, Baruch Shlo Yasani Goyim, that the Goyim don't, and that's why he said Baruch Shlo Yasani Goyim. I'm Rav Kacham from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Continues the Gemara. The Nachrim say to Kadosh Baruch Hu, "Ribbono Shleim, Yisrael shekiblu heichin kimuu." You say that Klal Yisrael received the Torah. Where do we see that they were so great? I'm like Kadosh Baruch Hu, ani made behem. I could say testimony shekimus the Torah that they kept the Torah kula. I'm for Ribbono Shleim klum yesh av shemeid al benoi. Is it possible for a father to say testimony about his son? Relatives can't say Edus. And what is your relationship with Klal Yisrael? The Ksiv B'ni B'chayri Yisrael, that special relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, the Maral asked the question, how could anybody even dare to accuse HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's saying something untrue? That they're saying you're a father and the father is not believed to say testimony. So the Maral explains, nobody can chas v'sholem, the Nachrim cannot chas v'sholem in any way dare say that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to say something which is not true. But rather, what they mean to say is that the halachi is that a father can't say testimony for a son, brothers can't say testimony together, as often is given the example when we have two brothers, and the two brothers can't say Moshe and Aaron can't say Eidus together. It's not because we're concerned that they're going to lie, but that's the halacha. And once that's the halacha, that's the halacha. It says the Gemara, Amal Makarish Baruch Shmaim Va'aretz Yaidu Behem Shekim Esekel Tarekula. The heaven and earth could say Eidus. And then they say, Ribbono Shleim, Shemayim V'aretz Noigim Be'edosan. The Shemayim V'aretz are also partial. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Amloi Brisi Yom V'layla, Chukah Shemayim V'aretz Leisamti. And the way to understand this Gemara is Amar of Shimon, Lokah Shemayim D'Ksiv. The Pasuk says, V'yere V'yoyke Yom HaShishi. Says the Gemara Melamed, that we learn from here, Shisna HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mas Bereshus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a stipulation when he created the world. V'aman, he says, Im Yisrael Mekamemus Torasi, if Klal Yisrael follow the Torah, mutav, great. Vim lav, and if they don't, and the achser, so eschem tov v'avoyis, so their very existence is dependent on Klal Yisrael. So the pasuk says, Yoyim Hashishi, what does it mean, Yoyim Hashishi? That very special, Yoyim Hashishi, Shishi b'sivin, 6 days in Sivrin, when we received the Torah. Ask Tosfos, that the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, about Pei Vav, says that according to Rabbi Yossi, we received the Torah on the seventh day of Sivrin. So how do we say Yoim HaShishi? So Tosfos answers that we know that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu's certainly intention was to give the Torah on 6 days in Sivrin. But the Gemara says, "Hosef Moshe Mayam Echad Midatoi." Moshe Rabbeinu added a day, and it got pushed off to 7 days in Sivan. So that's why everybody agrees originally it was supposed to be Yom Hashishi. Another pshat that I saw is the hay represents the Chamisha Chumshe Torah, and they were saying that Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "If Klal Yisrael would accept the Chamisha Chumshe Torah, then the world will continue to exist. But if Klal Yisrael will not continue to accept, to follow and accept and learn the Chamisha Chumshe Torah, then the halacha is that I will, that I'm going to turn the world back. The Klaus Magareba asks, but let's understand this Gemara. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a stipulation with Shemayim Varetz that only if Klai Yisrael learned Torah, the world will continue to exist. So the fact that the world is existing and the Shemayim Varetz continue to exist, isn't that a proof that they're learning Torah? Because if they weren't be learning Torah, then the world would not be in existence. So he answers that what the Nochrim say is that the world is existing because they accepted the Torah. That's what was required for the world to exist. But it doesn't mean that what's also required is that they should be, the fact that they exist is not a proof that they are still fulfilling the Torah. The B'nai Yisachar says a famous vort. He says that Esav and Yaakov made a deal that Esav will have Olam Hazeh and Yaakov will have Olam Haba. And then the question is, yet we know that Klal Yisrael asks and needs Olam Hazeh. But wasn't there an arrangement that Esav will have Olam Hazeh and Yaakov will have Olam Haba? So how could we ask for Olam Hazeh? The answer, he says, is that the Gemara teaches us in more than one place that if somebody is what causes that the world, that somebody saves something, Hamatzel, Gemara Masech Baba Metzia, Daf Chof Dalem and Aleph. The Gemara says, Hamatzel Mizuto Shel Yom. If there's something that's about to drown, and you save it from drowning, you get, then what you say belongs to you. So if we're learning now that the entire existence of the world, if the entire existence to the world is that the world exists because Klai Yisrael do learn Torah and keep the Torah, so we are Klai Yisrael in the category of Amatzel Mezuta Shoyam. We're causing that the world should be able to continue to exist. And therefore, even though we don't necessarily deserve Olam Hazeh, we get it because we keep the world going. The pasuk says in Tehillim, "Shemayim mishmata din eretz yara v'shakta." Im yara l'mishakta, if it was fear filled, why was it quiet? V'mishakta l'miyara. Ela b'tchila yara, the world was at the beginning very concerned. Will the world continue to exist? Will Klai Yisrael keep the Torah? L'psayif, when Klai Yisrael took upon themselves and keep the Torah, shakta. Amla Kadosh Baruch Hu. So again, the Umas HaOlam is saying that there's nobody qualified to give testimony that Klai Yisrael did what they're supposed to do. Amar Lama Kadosh Baruch Hu, so Kadosh Baruch Hu at that point says, Michem Yavoh V'Yidim Ben B'Yisrael, from you yourselves, the people that could come and say testimony, Shekima Yisrael, Klai Yisrael, Shekima Satara Kul, they fulfilled the entire Torah. Yavanav Nimrod, let Nimrod come V'Yoed B'Avram, Shloi Ovid Aviz Kachavim, as we know that Avram Avinu was ready to jump into the fire, not just to worship Avodah Zarah. Yovelovin, Yaakov Shloi Nechshon Al Gezel, how Yaakov Avinu was so careful that he didn't steal from Lovin. After all those years where he was there in Lovin's house, he never took something that wasn't his. Tava Ashes Paitifar, V'tayed B'Yosef. Let, as the pasuk says, Mamet Sasi B'Kol B'Lei B'Secha. And as Chazal explained, usually somebody, a son-in-law, particularly who lives in his father-in-law's house, is going to take something inadvertently. And he never took anything. Yavai Tava Eshes Paitifar, V'tayed B'Yosef. Let us speak about Yosef, Shlei Nechshon Al Aveira, that he didn't do anything immoral. We know in the time of Nebuchadnezzar, the pasuk in Daniel teaches us that Nebuchadnezzar built this huge statue and everybody bowed down to them, but the Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were careful that they didn't bow down to Avodah Zarah. Of course, the Rishonim discussed, but everybody else did, and they say it wasn't necessarily Avodah Zarah. Yavid Ayavish, Yavid Bedanil, Shalai Beitalas Atfilah, even though there was a decree that no one should daven, he continued davening. Yavid Balde Hashoichi V'tsoifa Hanamasi V'alofas Atamani, V'yidu Ben B'Yisrael Shekayim Sekatayra Kula. They were Nevi'im, and they had the ability to see, and they saw the Klai Yisrael kept in Tyrish. Nemar, as the Pasuk says, Yitnu and Eim v'yitztoiku, v'yidabra v'yitztoiku, v'yishmu v'yoymer emes, how we behaved. Amr l'fanav, so at that point, they say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, T'nu lanu miroish v'nasenu, give us another chance to do the mitzvahs. Amr l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shoytim b'olim, he says to them, you fools. Misha Tark Be'erev Shabbos, the one who spent his life this year while he was here doing what he was supposed to do, and that's the same as somebody who prepares for Shabbos, is deserving of eating on Shabbos, Yoch B'Shabbos. But Misha Lo Tark Be'erev Shabbos, but somebody who didn't do what he was supposed to do before Shabbos, didn't prepare for Shabbos, Mishloi Tark Be'erev Shabbos, Mehechen Yoichel B'Shabbos, how can he expect to have what to eat on Shabbos if he didn't do anything to prepare? Ella HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite mercy, says the Gemara, I've become mitzvah kal v'yishli, I have a mitzvah kal, I have an easy mitzvah, the sukkah shema, and it's called sukkah, and he tells them, l'chu v'asu asoy, do that mitzvah. Why that specifically that mitzvah? Because here they're saying that we'll do what Klai Yisrael does. And sukkah, Chazal teaches, shkula sukkah connected kol mitzvahs. That sukkah is considered equivalent to the all the other mitzvahs. And not only is, and why is it called a mitzvah kala? On Shabbos, you can't work. Tzitzis, these are all mitzvahs that are compared to all other mitzvahs. You have to buy tchelis, which is very expensive. Sukkah doesn't have anything like that. It says the Gemara, is this plausible? How can we say that this is acceptable? The Pasuk says, from that we learn, Hayoim la'soysam. While in this world we have the opportunity to do it, v'loy l'machah soysam, hayoyim l'schaysam, now we do the mitzvahs, v'loy yom little schar, the schar is only given in the next world. Ella, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu t'bar t'vonim abroisav, as much as the very good reason why the halacha ought to be that way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still nice. Ask the Gemara, Vamai Karle Mitzakala. It says the Gemara, why is Sukkah called the Mitzakala? Mishum Deles Bechsarnkis. It doesn't involve a lot of expense to do that mitzvah. The Mishnah Masech the Sukkah says, Misha Rosh Verubai B'Teicha Rosh Rosh Verubai Sukkah. If somebody, most of his body is in the Sukkah, V'Shulchonai B'Teicha Bayis, but his table is in the house, Beishamai Paislam Beisil Machshirim. Says the Ba'at Tanur that the halacha is like Beishamai. Why? So I saw that the Sefer Levi Omer says that, as Al Gemara says, that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives them the chance to do sukkah. And what and says, and we know that when Mashiach comes, the Chazal teaches us, at that point, the halacha is going to be like Beishamai. So since sukkah is a mitzvah that is so connected to what's going to happen, losa lavoi, that's why in that halacha regarding Hilchos Sukkah, we follow the opinion of Beishamai. Miyad kalecha v'echa noita v'hoilach v'ayis sukkah b'resh gagoi. Immediately, everybody goes and makes a sukkah on the roof. V'akadosh Baruch Hu magdaleim chama, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes out the sun b'tekufas tamas. Sometimes sukkah comes out when it's still summer, or close to, at least somewhat close to the summer. So I'm not so ever saying much. They all throw away their sukkah. Says the Gemara. Magda, says the Gemara, here HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them into this test. And here HaKadosh Baruch Hu was being generous to them. And now we're saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is treating them in this way that it makes it so hot that they shouldn't be able to fail the mitzvah. V'amrit, didn't we just learn, ask the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'betrun yeh b'ri Yosef, that's not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats his people. Answers the Gemara, as we just said, that sometimes the sukkah is still when it's the hot season. Vavalei tzara, and it's tzar, and they still sit in the sukkah under that circumstance. Ask the Gemara, but that's not true, because Hamar Rava, the pasuk says, teishu ke'en tiduru, and our obligation to sit in the sukkah is only the way we would sit in our home. And nobody sits in the sukkah when they're not obligated to sit in the sukkah when it's that hot. That answers the Gemara. Nei de poti. Yes, Klai Yisrael a potter. But bevutim evati, when they leave the sukkah, they don't leave the sukkah happily. They leave the sukkah unhappily that they can't do the mitzvah. And I saw that the Imri Emes explains that that's why sukkah is after the Yom Neroyim. Because when we just finished the Yom Neroyim, and we have the proper attitude towards mitzvahs that we experience through on the Yom Neroyim. So that's why at that point, they don't leave the sukkah happily. They only leave the sukkah in unhappily that they couldn't do what they had to do. Another pshat that I saw in mitzvah kala is that sukkah is a mitzvah, as we learn Masechta Sukkah, that comes with many reasons why we don't have to, that we could use coolers, Daifin Akuma and Lovid. That's why it's called Daifin, that's why it's called Daifin Akuma. The other pshat that I saw, a very powerful pshat, that all mitzvahs, we know the proper way to do a mitzvah is to try to do it in the most quiet way possible. To be able to do a mitzvah and not do it in a way that we should be doing it for credit and for publicity is something that we have to aspire to, and it's not always something that we could aspire to. However, sukkah is the one mitzvah where we don't have that requirement. The sukkah, by very definition, has to be made outdoors. So the nesoyin of not doing it for covered doesn't exist there. And that's why it's called a sukkah. That's why it's called a mitzvah kala. Why? I saw another pshat from the Klaus Magareba. Why is sukkah the mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose? Because one of the halachos we know is that when one sits in the sukkah, you have to be able to see the stars. What does it mean when they see? What does it mean that they see the stars? Sitting outside and seeing the stars means that you constantly remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a mitzvah that connects us on a constant basis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we constantly see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is what is a mitzvah is so important. And I saw moving along the same concept from the Chart for Rebbe. We sit in the sukkah that we are able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the sukkah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees us from the sukkah. Sees us sitting in the sukkah. And this, what makes sukkah so special is that we have this very special relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the fact that the Nachrim don't have that, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll try to see if you could develop that special relationship between us, between you and us, but it doesn't help. The Tver Shleima says that we just quoted what the halacha is, the mitzvah potam in a sukkah. Says the Tver Shleima, what we learn from here is that mitzvah, that potim in a sukkah, by somebody sitting in the sukkah, what that accomplishes is that he's going to be mitzvah potter. That if chas v'sholem, he's supposed to sit in the sukkah, he's supposed to have any tzar, by sitting in the sukkah, that tzar will go away. There's a very interesting discussion. Our Gemara seems to teach us that if it's raining in the sukkah, the halach is that the mitzvah, you could go out. But there's a very interesting discussion. What is the halach if it's raining and somebody still wants to sit in the sukkah? May he, should he, could he? So we know that Chazal suggests that sitting in the sukkah, that when it rains in the sukkah, it's like ke'eved, that somebody who was a shafach kitoin, they poured water over his head. The pashut pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is throwing rain on us and says, I don't want your work. And therefore, many suggest, I saw the Mechzalozah suggest, the way to understand this is that if somebody's a true Ever Hashem, and the Hashem is throwing water at him, he's causing it to rain on him, but they still want to be an Eved, and they'll take whatever. But there's another pshat in that medrash, that when we are sitting in the sukkah, it's raining, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's like you're throwing rain at me. And therefore, the Grof, for example, he held that when it's raining, one should not sit in the sukkah. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending us a message that this is not what I want. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending us a message that you're avoided to us, I consider as if somebody is not what I want, so then you shouldn't be doing it. And he goes on to say that sitting in the sukkah when it's raining may be considered that the sukkah is not even a sukkah. So you're not even accomplishing anything by sitting in the sukkah in such circumstances. The halacha doesn't consider this an act of a mitzvah. Says the Gemara, after this all happens, Miyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshe Masach HaKalim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits and laughs. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Yoshe B'Shamayim Yitzchak. Amar Yitzchak, but says Rav Yitzchak, Ein Tzchok L'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, under normal circumstances, not the behavior of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ela Oysa Yoyim B'Vad. Only then, Ikad Masla Rav Yitzchak Aho. Some say Rav Yitzchak is referring to this. The Tanya of Yossi Omer, Los Lava Bonav the Kachavim Meskairin. When Mashiach comes, the Goyim, the Nachrim are going to be Megayer. Ask the Gemara, Mima Kabbalina Menei, will we accept their Geiris? For Tanya Emakam Geirin Lemos Mashiach, we're not going to accept Geirin by Mashiach. Kiyotzboi, as was the case, like Kibru Geirin, Lebe Mei David, Lebe Mei Shloima, they didn't accept Geirin, not in the time of David and Shloima. Rashi explains, because those times where Klal Yisrael were at the height of their success, David HaMelech prevailed in all his wars, Shlomo HaMelech built the incredible Beis HaMikdash, and therefore the Geiris wasn't sincere. So how could the Gemara say that they'll be accepted as Geirim? It says, Shenasu Geirim Gerurim. What it means is, Rashi explains, that they became Geirim on their own. The Meiri explains that the Bezdin, HaGadol, the proper Bezdin, was well aware of this halacha, that under those circumstances, we don't accept Geirim. But what happened over here was that there was a Bezdin that accepted them as Geirim that didn't know that they're not allowed to be accepted as Geirim. So, and says the Gemara, what they continue doing is, they put on tefillin on the head, tefillin b'zereisayim, and on the hands. And I saw the Mefarshim ask the question, we know that we put on tefillin shel yad before the tefillin shel roish. And here it says that they put on the tefillin shel roish first, but they explain, the Ben Yehuda explains, that the pasuk says, v'ra'o kalei ha'ma'aretz k'shem Hashem nikra alecha v'yara mimecha. And the Gemara Masechta Menachos Daf Lamed Hei on the base says, Eilu Tefillin Shebaroish. So what causes the Nachrim to come close to us is that they see that we wear the tefillin shabarosh. So therefore, because they see the tefillin shabarosh first, that's why which has such a profound influence on them. That's why the Gemara says they put on tefillin shabarosh and then the tefillin shabayad. Tzitzis b'gnesayim, they put on tzitzis. Mezuzah b'sechayim, they put mezuzah on the doors. Kivin shuroyim achelim, Goy Gemagog. And then they see the war of Goy Gemagog, which comes before Mashiach, Amalhem, and they say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, Amabasim, Amalai, Al Shem, V'Mashichai. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says at the beginning of Tehillim, Lomarok, Shigoyim, Elohim, Yegarik, Yishyatsu, Malchi, Oretz, Raisim, Naz, Duyach, Al Shem, V'Mashichai. The Kol Echad, when they see what it means to be a Jew, at that point, Kol Echad, Menatek, Mitzvase, V'Hoylech. At that point, when they see that it's not so easy to be a Jew, they just throw off the mitzvahs. Shenema, the natkas mosri seima, the nashlich v'menav seima, the kadosh baruch hu yoshim asachik. And that causes that they should, kadosh baruch hu laughs. Shenema, yoshiv b'shamayim yitzchak, kadosh baruch hu said, sits and laughs. Shenema, yoshiv b'shamayim yitzchak. Says the Gemara, Omer of Yitzchak, ain't like Kadosh Baruch Hu schoik el oisa yoyim belvad. That's the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy. Says the Gemara, Eini. Says the Gemara, is that true? That there is no other time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy? Bomer of Yudam Arav, Shteim Esri Shas Hava Yoyim. Every day is made up of 12 hours. Shalosh Rishonis, the first 3 hours of the day, Yoshev Ois B'Torah. What a Kadosh Baruch Hu does is he learns the Torah. And I saw that many Mefarshim suggest that because we see that a Kadosh Baruch Hu spends the first hours of his days learning Torah, that's what we should do also at the beginning of every of our days. Begin the day with learning Torah. So, of course, the Chasam Sofer asks, we have to learn Torah to learn what it says. We have to learn Torah to say Chidushim in Torah. But how can we attribute that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So he says, when the Gemara here says the Chasam Sofer, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits and learns Torah for the first 3 hours, it doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is sitting and learning Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need to sit and learn Torah. But rather, he says, the way to understand this Gemara is that during that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings bracha to the world. And the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings to the world during that time is that we should have the ability, that we, Klal Yisrael, should learn, be able to learn. And that's why that's such an opportune time to learn. Shnius, the second 3 hours of the day, Yoshev Adonis Kol Olam Kulay, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the world. Kivin, and at that point, Kivin Shiroya Shenischayev Olam Kliya, at that point he sees that the world deserves to be destroyed. Menad, Oymim Mekis Adin, he leaves the Midas Adin, and the Yoshva Kisei Rachman, and he sits on the Kisei Rachman. So ask the Sefer Torah Chaim, if this is what happens, why does a Kadosh Baruch Hu sit on the Kisei Din in the first place? So says the Torah Chaim, because there are tzaddikim who are able to live with the Midas Adin. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins with the Midas Adin, and then he moves over to the Midas HaRachman. When we say Kedusha by Musaf, we say Mekaymai Hu Yifen B'Rachman. Because usually Musaf is said during the second 3 hours of the day, and with davening, Mekaymai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're sitting on the Midas Adin, and we ask you, M'kayma hu yifen, get up from the Kisei Hadin, and please sit down on the Kisei Rachman. Shlishis, the third 3 hours of the day, Yoshev Zonis Kol Olam Kuloy, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu supports the entire world. Bikani Reimim at Bei Kinim. From the largest animal, the Karni Reimim, from the beginning, from the most powerful to the most weak. We say every day in Ashrei, Peseichas Yodecho Mazbia L'chol Chai Rotzoin. What is Pshat Mazbia L'chol Chai Rotzoin? So I saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we learn here, his Ratzon, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants is that we should have Panosa. Umazbil Cholchai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us all Ratzon, from his Ratzon, from his ultimate great desire to give us all Panosa. Rias, the last quarter of the day, Yosh Mesachik Melyason, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, plays with that fish, which is the fish that we have for Mashiach. The Pasuk says, Yismach Hashem B'masov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows that he's satisfied with the creation of the world. Shnema, L'vyasun Zu Yitzata, L'sachik Ba. Amram Nachman B'Yitzchak, and B'Yoyse, so we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Schoik every day. So how do you say it only happens so infrequently? It says the Gemara Amram Nam Yitzchak, and B'Yosef Mesachik. With what he created, he does every day. But regarding the Averis that cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's only Oysa Yoyim Bilvad, that's only that day. Amalei Rav Nachman B'Yitzchak, B'Yoyim Shechadosh Baruch Hu, B'Yoyim Shechar Beis HaMikdash, from when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, ain't schoik l'kadosh baruch hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not able to have schoik anymore. Ask the Gemara, Menolan de lak schoik, ilayim b'dik siv, v'yikra Hashem alakim tzvokas b'yoyim ahu, l'b'chi l'mispir l'karcha. So we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly grieving over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, who says that's on a constant basis? Dilma hu yoyma, maybe it's only that day, v'suloi. El d'k siv, imeshkechech yushalayim, Tishkach Yemini Tidbek L'Shoini Imlayis Garichi. From here it seems, and here we learn, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is constantly upset. Says the Gemara, who says that Dilma, what maybe Pshat is, Shichu Deleka, a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forget about the Churim Beis HaMikdash, Avoschoik Migiyaka, Amaha, Chshesi Ma'olam Echresh Esapik. Hachreshi, a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I stop being happy. Says the Gemara, Brevius my Ovid, if the Kadosh Baruch Hu no longer is mesachik, no longer is rejoicing in that last quarter of the day, so what does he do now during that time? Says the Mara Yosha Malama Tanukah Shabbos Rabbim. He teaches Torah to the Tanukah Shabbos Rabbim. Shanemar, Asmi Yeridea, Vesmi Yavin Shmua, Gemulei Michal of Atikim Mishdayim. Lemi Yeridea, Lemi Yavin Shmua. Who does a Kadosh Baruch Hu teach Torah to? L'gemulei mechal v'shtuk yishtayim, those that just stopped nursing, these young children, says the Gemara. But ask the Gemara, umikara man haben megmilu, before, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu originally was spending that time rejoicing, who was teaching the children Torah? Iba yisema matatran, that's the malach, there's a special malach. Viba yisema, or another pshat, Hava Avid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing both at that time. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, Uvilayel my Avid, and what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do at night? Says the Gemara, Ibai Seyma, one Torah says, Me and your mama. Whatever he does by day, the 12 hours a day, corresponding does it as 12 hours a night. Vibai Seyma, Roich Val Kruv Kal, he rides on a Malach, Vishot Vishmoina Es Alamas, he travels through the entire world. Shnema Rechav Elkim Reboisam Elfe Shinam, Atek Reshinam El Shainan. The worlds that we don't see, that's the created, Kadosh Baruch Hu created 20,000 worlds and we don't see 18 of them, that's where he is. Vibai Seima, Yoshev Shemesh Shir Pichayas, he listens to Shir from the Malachim. Shnema Yoimim Yitzav Chazdoi, that's the time where Kadosh Baruch Hu rejoices with the Malach. See, here's the Shira of the Malachim. Amar Rav Levi, call a Pesach with the Divrei Torah. If somebody stops learning Torah, V'oisik B'divrei Sicha, and instead of learning Torah, he wastes his time, Machin Lo Gachil Rasamim, he'll be fed coals. Shnema Akoit Meluach Alisiach, V'shoiresh Rasamim Lachmam. That they will be, those that take, that stop learning Torah, deserve this terrible punishment. Amar Reish Lakish Kol Aisik B'Torah B'Layla. If somebody learns Torah at night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mashiach Alav Chutz Shal Chesed Shal Yoyim. That person will have chesed on him by day. Shnem, as the Pasuk says, Yoyim Mitzav Hashem Chazdoi U'B'Layla Shim Rimai. Matam Yoyim Mitzav Hashem Chazdoi. Why and how is somebody able to have chesed on him all day. Shem Delilah Shirimai, because he spent learning Torah at night, and that brings to him hatzloch by day. Ikadamri Amr Shlokish Kalayasub B'Torah B'Olam Haza. Hadayim L'Layla. If somebody learns Torah in this world, which this world is a difficult world, it's a world that's very, very dark. It's a difficult world. If somebody spends time learning in this world, what happens is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshev L'Chut Shechesed B'Olam Haba Adayim L'Layla. The next world, which looks like, which will be a great world, that will be the person that will have schar in that world. Shnema Yomim Yitzav Hashem Chazdoi. The people who spent their time in this world learning Torah, in this world that everything, says the Imre Emes, looks dark and we don't understand what's happening, those that learn Torah and those that connect themselves even in this world where they don't understand and they accept the Var Hashem, in the next world, everything will be very, very, very clear to them, and they won't have any questions on what happened and why it happened.